This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
And then you also said,
Shaka
after a publish of Hillel. For Zohar Acha Hillel, blow you my kibble. Uchalas of fun of Zohar Kabbalah. Or Chachutakam Kilema can kibble me Hillel umishamai. Kibs Zohar Acha Hillel, boy Tamirish of Hillel. And blow you my kibble umishamai, how you say good night, Lukaho my kibble the Hulu. Umakoma claim Kibs the cover, the war of Milamala, Muchasem a camel commisham a camel shemazukas. The Khan Lamalay Makibel came like a mitta, yes, not like Makibel. I'll give just a Pashat in Pshat an example. Let's say somebody writes that Rab Chaim Vriska had five Talmidim, the Rav, Rab Ochber, Rab Shimon, Rab Chanan, etc. Then, sometime later in the story, when you read his biography, he'll say, and so and so learned by him, and so and so was a Talmud, and so and so was a Talmud. You recognize the distinction, you know, when I want to set up the absolute sort of Reb Chaim Vriska, who is Talmidim, so-and-so, were his Talmidim. They're the Mamshech of his Derech, and so on and so forth. There are other people who also were Talmidim, but it wasn't the same in that sense. So, you know, so it's sort of telling me he was Mekal from Hillel and Shammai, but the Shalshalos of Maseira is not going down the way it went before him. Just push up Pshat. Yeah, Umizatam, I once heard that Chagav, just a very, very, very moving moment. I was many, many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. It was a Siyam, the Siyam at a Shachna Minor, and Reb Simcha Wasserman was there. And someone introduced him as Reb Chanan's son. The son of Reb Chanan. So he got up to speak, and he said he has a aura about the introduction. He brought down a stira of whether Yishmael is considered the son of Avram. It says in one place he's not, and it says in another place that he called him Avram Aviv. So he said, not everybody who has a father. It's his father's son. In other words, Reb Chanan was my father, but I'm not a son of his. In the full sense of what one would want to would expect, something like that. He very modestly, sort of demurred. Okay, Akapanim. Umizat tam niri gam keshen imaske shemim bleishol hilo keshen yema kibul mehul kaman shekven ismata kabbalah the lo yaskel shen kabbalah the lo yisvata gamer kabbalah and it be a kenai. That's why he didn't say it. Same reason why I didn't mention Gamliel Hasheni, Reb Shimon Gamliel, because again, in all of these cases, it would be a gnai to mention. You can't mention Mamash as a Kabbalah. He was a son, he took over, but you can't mention it. And Lemaisa, so he'd rather skip it than mention exactly, that he mentioned him and either say not truth, give us the feel that he was a Kabbalah or not. Okay, let's see. Imlamata to Terahab, I'll pass the table after the Pirish. You see, he said, the real text said, Imlamata to Terahab, I'll pass the table after the Pirish. Kain roi lo adam kashalama Terahab, shashash osa tvar chasidus. Shachsidus, who shall use a dovish in roi lefi adin. In other words, there are things, a person's mitzias is divided between the etzem mitzias and peisefes mitzias. So, if a person is expected to do, a normal person does, I don't know, 10 chasadim a week, and a person does 20, 25 chasadim, he's a bal chesed. There is what to be maksik of lachlacha. As far as we're concerned, Torah is an extraneous thing. It's a very nice chashva thing. It's extra. It's not, it's a person who sat and learned, and it's somebody who learned a lot of Torah, a lot more than he needs. Not a basic halachas, he could be master to overlatzmo. He says no, because alzem hashehad avakasha adam nivram tulsi yosel ze lulmat teira. It's a person's function. His mitzias is set up to learn. B'chol nivroim nivru bedinu v'mishpat. Okay, the chesiv k'chol ma'isel k'mahitzak v'amimenu. Pirish ki mashe borak hashbaruch hu b'midas hadin. K'ma shenema b'chol ma'isa b'eish shem alakim. In other words, shu midas hadin. In other words, the language and music and this, that, and the other thing. So I could look at it and say, he was granted a lot with chesed. In other words, a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, a person is expected to do X, Y, and Z. That's par for the course, the normal person, we take the average person, and this person can do a lot more, great, so he can do a lot of tosefes. Or you can say that a Kaddish Baruch Hu did not create beings with tosefes. Everything a Kaddish Baruch Hu created is atzmius, and therefore these are the things that are the etzmius, and if this is who you are, there's no tosefes to it. If this is your capacity, then this par for your course is 100% of your capacity. It's not something it measured by everything else, and then you get extra for that. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is b'chol nivram nivru b'dinu v'mishpat, and everything a person was created, the etzem mitzvah of a person is b'dinu v'mishpat. So if a person is created to learn Torah, then that's his mitzvah. That's not extra. Pirush k'mashu baruch hashem baruch hu b'midas hadin k'mo shenema b'chol ma'aseh b'reishis shem elokim shemidas hadin. And anything that's nivra b'din is the mitzvah. It doesn't tolerate giving less. You have a similar idea by the brachas that we make, the bracha achronas. So we have ala michya, ala kalkola. You know, you make a bracha ala michya. Those are things that are personal. Mm-hmm. Life and chal, benching and main sholosh, those are the things a person needs to live on. And then chazal metakin a bracha v'chesroinan al kol mashav rasa. Baruch Hashem Shabbos v'chesroinan al kol mashav rasa shachai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created also extras. So eating lamashul, there's bread and there's milk and there's meat, which are the etzem chiyus re'adam. And those are things that a person needs. And then you have also a Kaddish Baruch created tanugim. So you eat something that doesn't fall in the category of the other brachas. It has a b'chin of tanugim. And the brach is al kol mashav barasa. Today we feel meat and so on are not tanugim. They're ikker, but I assume that's because Chazal or Kaveh that the ikker is always lechem with something. But actually, yeah, but the idea is the same. There are nyanim that are etzem chiyus. In nyanim that are etzem chiyus, there's no makom to say a lot or more or less. If a person eats a lot of vitamins but not the amount that he needs quite, he's missing something. If a person overdoes it, he's not getting anything. There's in the mitzvahs, the etzem mitzvahs of Adam is the din. So if Torah is seen as something that delves the talk of the person, then he needs it. We'll see in a second another example in a different way. At Pesach Baruch Hashem Baruch Midas Adin, because everything's with a lakim, V'chol Hashem Baruch B'din Ein Lassu Gura Menach Hashem Baruch Hashem. That becomes his Mitzius HaMukhrachas. V'lakach HaMesh Ein Ruhar Lodam Lachtik Toiv L'Asma Sh'Otsu Dover Shud Toiv Dainet Dover Shini Mitzad HaBriya Ba'atzma Avo L'kach Noitza Adam K'moishu Noitza Adam Shrechel V'yishter. So just like a person needs to eat and drink, V'dover Zav Tebri Yosei. And he's going to start speaking about Amelus, and I want to use Amelus just as a marshal. Let's take a primitive look at an Adam would be like this. A person is created to be, to exist. And if things were perfect, I would just be sitting all day long on a stuffed armchair, and Malachim would be silent, and so on and so forth. Let's take a person like that. Let's take a person who has the money and he can sit in his armchair and so on and so forth. The person still wants to physically work out. He wants to run. He wants to walk. He wants to play ball. He wants to do something. And if you tell him you can have all the tanugs in the world, but no amelus, person would feel not good. Because since amelus was built into the person needs to. The truth is a person needs also emotional amelus. He needs to invest in a business and run a business. And no matter how much money a person inherited, if he has nothing that he works for, he goes out of his he should understand you have to do something. You know, it's the pshachriz. You're doing it because you need to do something. I don't mean that a person like that, we shouldn't be makatay for whatever he does. It does, but understand the dynamics and psychology of it. A person is created for that, and it's one of the things, because there's a tarevis a little bit in our door. It used to be understood that easy money and the comf and an undemanding and unresponsible lifestyle is a churban for a person. You know, if someone just sit home and get a check is a terrible thing. That was Aleph Beis. Sitting and learning, our medals for Torah is the most chashuv stam helus, and definitely a person who's only the Torah, the society should daig it that he should be zeicha to be able to do all the medals for Torah, not wasted on selling T-shirts. But understanding that if a person is not an omul b'teira, he falls under the klala. A not so matzlichtik koil person is not between a koil or matzlichtik koil yingaman and a balabas. He's far below a balabas because a person's teva requires amelus. And if he's not being omul, he either gets depressed, he either runs off to taivas. For many people who later in life, in midlife, start getting into pornography and other stuff, for a lot of them it's because they're frustrated, they're bored, they have nothing that excites or interests them. It's different than a young boy, and it's not unprevalent. It's to some degree prevalent because the person needs to feel that he's pushing against something and he's working hard and accomplishing. So then it says, So he's saying over here, and emits it's pashut to Chazal. Chazal, they heard that omol is what the. We think it's like this: a person was created for Torah first, but Torah doesn't come easy, so you have to be omol for it. A person was created for amelus. Amelus means amelus is work against the tide. It's like acceleration in motion, as opposed to coasting. Amul is to labor, to slave, to work hard. A person was created to plant things, and things should grow where they don't grow, and to weed the ground, and so on and so forth. His need for amul is intensified after the chet. But if we ask ourselves, for what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in mind that Adam would use his amul for, the answer would be Lamal Torah. I cannot say that a person's mitzias as a frozen set being is what's wanted. Default matziv is to say that a person is a shalim, which we can't say. Ki efshe shebriyas adam shebal hanocha. Shadovash hu sholim hu bal hanocha. The only thing that can stand still is something that's perfect. Shekvar hu nishlam v'ozu noch. Avodam eina kashena nishlam. So unless we neman an anocha, that person is a dovash sholim, he cannot be in a matzah menucha. Uma'acha shene nishlam eine bal hanocha. Avu misno'ea tamid ala shlamasai. He's constantly moving toward the shlamas. The person's what's driving the person is a sense of lack, and the lack is a lack of full shlamas. Even though it's not a person's not going to reach pure perfection, but it still can't be a bala nacha. So a person is never created finished. A person is never created as a davar shalim. So but mainly he's not shayach to the world of hanacha. And the only thing and so but mainly the amal is automatically part and parcel of the person. And the bemis, that's the dynamics of a person is that he is. Even a fried person, a secular person, a garish person, he's created with a need to feel that he accomplished something. If a person is born with everything he needs, he gets depressed out of his mind, and he either does drugs or runs around, or whatever it is, he doesn't do well. A person needs to feel that he's a Baal Chisorin who's being mashed in himself. I could think of this business, I could do this, then I could do this, I could do this, and so on and so forth. That's the Tzuras Adam B'Shlei Musay. But if a person just doesn't do so, therefore a person is restless. Even if the person himself is a Baal Hanacha, if the person himself feels that he doesn't, if the person doesn't see what he has to do, he becomes very restless because that's an Atzius of the person. Any questions?
I'm still trying to understand at the beginning we said al da'achzik teva la'atzmacha, because anything which is shaykh to bria is always bedin, and teira shaykh to the ikka bria so adam and
right.
So still already gave the example, let's say matzim teva and so on, if a person does a little bit more chesed. I mean, if a person is in a situation where he's able to do more, I mean, he also has to do that, and I would have thought he would also say al da'achzik teva la'atzmacha. I mean, it means what
I think there's a chiddush here in Torah, because Torah seems to us like it's beyond the person, kilo. It's something higher than the person. Torah b'chlal we seem to see as an extra credit. The main thing is to do what's right. That's like the basics. Do what's right, do the mitzvahs, and so on and so on and so forth. But Torah is already a higher dagger, so it's all extra credit, and certainly if you do more than anything, it's still more extra credit.
So we're not actually coming like Fuki other things. We're just saying you might have thought with Terry you don't need to.
Right. I think that it's fakir. It means even Terry, don't think that if you learned a lot, it's more than you need to.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to ask if you could send me just the copies of the shurim. I don't know where we're holding what the copies I have, what I don't have, but whatever we did last time, if it's shaykh.
Of course it's shaykh. I just have to get down to it. There's a few shurim. They're all in different places. They're in the organizing first.
Okay,
I'll get down
fine,
to it,
whatever.
I'll find it.
Not
out.
For him. I'm just trying to organize
sure,
my things.
Sure.
That's fine. Whatever you get around to, it's fine.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Good.
Call test back.